Next patient was Marnie Chisman. Marnie, that's M-A-R-N-I-E, Marnie. Chisman is C-H-I-S-M-A-N. Date of birth is 2/24/1980. Date of visit is 12/11/23. Please make a copy for Joseph Christensen, M.D., C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, Christensen, Joseph Christensen, M.D. Next paragraph, his will tell us. Chief complaint is cough and shortness of breath. Next, his will tell us. This is a 43-year-old overweight female who has a prior history of chronic pancreatitis with a history of coughing and dyspnea, was recently sent for a chest X-ray and was treated for an episode of URI with bronchitis. The patient also apparently had a pulmonary function study, but the reports are not immediately available. She has previously been treated for bronchitis and the active airway disease, and does use a Trelegy Ellipta inhaler, but has been having some persistent symptoms and fatigue. The patient has been overweight for several years and apparently lost more than 100 pounds and breathing easier, but does have a history for obstructive sleep apnea. Next paragraph. Past history of the patient's past history. Patients. Patient's past history has included history for a left shoulder repair, history for a colon dissection following a perforation, and the removal of polyps. She also had a C-section in the past. And has a history of chronic bronchitis. Next paragraph. The patient has nasal allergies and she is overweight. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and penicillin. Next, habits the patient smoked half a pack per day for ...26 years. Drinks alcohol occasionally. Next paragraph. Allergies to codeine and penicillin. Next paragraph. Family history. Mother died of cancer. And father died of COPD and CHF. Next paragraph. Med list included aspirin 1 daily, Trelegy, Ellipta, 100 micrograms, 1 puff a day. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams daily. And cough medicine with pseudoephedrine as needed. And also on Zyrtec, 10 milligrams a day. Next paragraph, system review. The patient has shortness of breath, wheezing, and cough. She has abdominal pains, nausea, and constipation. She has chest and jaw pain and palpitations and leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She does have some hoarseness and nosebleeds. And she has fatigue, but no weight gain. And fatigue and weight gain. It does have headaches. No blackouts. And denies skin rash. Next paragraph, physical exam. This moderately obese middle-aged fat female. Alert, pale, but no acute distress, no sign of the citrus, perfluidema, or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure, 126 by 80. Pulse is 78, respiration 16, temperature 97.6, weight is 237, saturation 98. HENT, adenomas, phallic pupils, reactive. Tongue is moist, ears no inflammation, throat was clear. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with decreased excursions. Lung fields were clear, no crackles or wheezes. Heart, the absence of regular swollen astro, no murmur. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no again, megaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema or lesions, no cap tenderness. Reflex of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1, COPD and asthma. Number 2 is exogenous obesity. And number 3. Oh, can you please change the asthma? Just put number 1 is chronic bronchitis, COPD and chronic bronchitis. And number 2 is reactive airways disease. Number 3 is exogenous obesity. Number 4 is allergic rhinitis. And number 5 is hyperlipidemia. Next plan, the patient will get a CBC, complete metabolic profile, IgE level. She was also advised to get a CT chest and a complete pulmonary function study. She will continue the Trelegy Ellipta 1 puff a day and Albuterol inhaler 2 puffs TIDPRN. Follow-up visit we arranged for approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy 4. copy for Dr. Christensen, Joseph Christensen, C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, Christensen. Thank you, Dr. Susan.